We thank you for your patience as we've wrestled Joe Smith out of the surf this morning at 2:50 Hawaii time, Maui time. Joe, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing, guys? Margaret?
Good
you there?
Morning. I am here.
I thought I heard your voice. Good morning. I'm a little bit more peppier than you heard me Monday, so
wow.
I wanted to address that right off the bat.
I'm just glad you've been able to get some rest. It sounded like that trip going to there was just pretty heinous. So I'm glad I'm glad you are rested and you're feeling up to giving us a much more cheerful interview today.
83-73, the final last afternoon as Indiana and St. John's playing in the consolation bracket. The Hoosiers looking to bounce back from their tough loss to Wake Forest on Monday night. Joe, they did so. I don't know if it was the most convincing fashion that fans would want, but a win is a win is a win is a win. Tell us what we learned yesterday.
Well, Tuesday was better from the standpoint of who won and who lost. That was important, and so was the overall purpose and resolve from his club's approach. As Coach Tom told us in the post game, a lot more purpose and resolve, as he put it. 83-73 over the Red Storm of St. John's. But again, stretches of lapses which kept the Red Storm in the hunt. The Hoosiers took it out from 12-8 to 23-8 on a nice 11-0 run, a five-minute stretch of pretty good play in the opening half, the early part of which was predicated on getting the ball into the low post, namely freshman Thomas Bryant, who responded, scoring 10 of Indiana's first 16. He had a career-high 15 at half in 15 minutes. Bryant helped the Hoosiers gain a 17-point lead just inside the four-minute mark. However, St. John's got it to four with a 10-3 run right there at the start of the second half. Max Bielfeld, a non-starter, by the way, scored five of the next 7 points, and although it got down to six at 1 point late, the Hoosiers certainly not in any mood to allow this one to slip away, as was the case the day before against Wake Forest. The Hoosiers shot nearly 58% for the game, led by Yogi Farrell's 22. He had 7 assists. As you know, Coach Tom shook up the starting lineup, leaving Bielfeld, Troy Williams, and James Blackman Jr. sitting at the start of yesterday's game. The trio, though, finished up between them with 28 points, 14 rebounds, all playing less than 20 minutes against St. John's. But the Hoosiers, again, kept St. John's interested. They gave them 25 points off of turnovers, which is kind of ridiculous. So they find themselves, instead of battling for a championship, battling for fifth place against UNLV. And a matchup of 4-1 teams later today. 5 o'clock will be the tip time at the Lahaina Civic Center. UNLV beat Chaminade 93-73. By the way, 19th-ranked Vandy plays number 5 Kansas tonight at 10 o'clock for the Maui Crown. Vandy 86-64, they KO'd Wake Forest, and Kansas an easy win over UCLA 92-73 in the night session here in Lahaina last night. IU women, good success. They moved down to Nashville, Tennessee at Vanderbilt on this weekend, Thanksgiving holiday weekend, to participate there in a little four-team tournament. They're 3-1 after a 79-72 road win at Fort Wayne last night against Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne. We'll tell you more about who did what in that game. Also catch you up on a little bucket preview. Don't forget Terry joins class in the zone and your phone calls tonight at 6.
And soccer heads to Wake Forest on Sunday, taking on the number 1 Demon Deacons in NCAA tournament action. Joe, high school action last night. South and Edgewood opened the high school basketball season here in the county. Tucker Blackwell's 26, leading the way for the Panthers. They defeat Edgewood 67-49. Blackwell hit 6 of 10 from behind the three-point stripe. He was joined in double figures by Hunter Lloyd and Chance Coyle, 14 and 10 respectively. Blackwell led the game with 7 rebounds. Braden Patton threw in 15 and 6 for the red and black of Dave Mahurin. It was 21-9 after 1, 37-24 at the half. Edgewood tried to claw back in it, but Blackwell hit a big three that stopped their rally, and South moves on. The number T11 Panthers to Saturday's big matchup as they welcome New Albany to town. New Albany ranked number 2. On the girls' side of things, Edgewood defeats White River Valley 48-25. Gary Sims Mustangs held the White River Valley ladies to 2 points, Joe, in the second quarter, and they opened up a big 28-10 halftime lead and never looked back there. Good stuff from North Swimming. They win. They beat Martinsville, and Edgewood fell to B&L in all of that. So busy night.
Yeah, I think Tucker's going to have a good year. Obviously, that's good to hear. I didn't know that.
That's why I was telling you, buddy.
Is a new career high. And,
nice. You know, anytime you hit 6 of 10 from the three-point line, that's stroking.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul George had 40 last night. 40 for the Pacers. 4-0. The Pacers,
wow.
Joe, listen to this, shot 19 of 26 from the three-point line last night. 19 of 26. They win 123-106 in the nation's capital. George had 4D. He hit 7 of 8 threes. CJ Miles hit 8 of 9 threes. When it rains, it pours. So good stuff there for the Pacers. And Golden State wins their 16th straight to open the season. They are 16-0. A little college basketball to get you caught up. Number 1, Kentucky. Number 2, Maryland. Number 7, Oklahoma. Number 9, North Carolina. And they're all winners last night. Number 22, LSU, upset by NC State in Brooklyn for all of that. We got a big bucket game coming up on Saturday, as you mentioned.
Yep.
But we have a triple header of NFL football tomorrow for everybody to enjoy with their turkey.
Well, Let's see the splits. Is it noon, 4:30, and 8?
8:30, you got it, just like we would do on a normal Sunday for the most part, except that first game starts a little bit earlier. Detroit hosting Philadelphia, Dallas hosting the unbeaten Carolina Panthers, and the Bears and Packers will split some dining room tables at 8:30 tomorrow night as the battle for the NFC Central gets started there. We have a third man in the booth this morning. Listen to this. Say good morning.
Aloha, Joe.
It's the Minister of Culture.
Jeff Baldwin.
Nope.
Who is that?
It's Inman.
It's Inman.
Okay. Did he bring donuts?
No, he didn't. He did. Wait a second. Hold on.
Sorry about that, Inman.
No, Joe. I really did bring donuts, and I know we got to run out of time.
No,
what's
the
treat in Hawaii? Is it the poi? What's the thing in Hawaii? Because I've never been.
Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, and the sun finally appeared brightly yesterday afternoon. So it was a
good
day in the Hoosier camp.
Well, it's good because you won. All right, we'll get caught up.
Even the old man got a little sun. So,
did you? Did you get out there and supervise the pool? Make sure none of those kids were jumping in there.
I had a great strategic location right at the point there. So it was, people
aloha.
Walking by. And,
aloha.
They were in better moods yesterday.
Well, I bet they were.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you practice till midnight and have a 9 o'clock game. You get everybody's attention. Joe, and we learned yesterday too.
I'm glad you threw that in, Glenn.
That's right.
Very subtly. Thank you.
And it's not how you start the game, it's how you finish the game. And Indiana still has stuff to work on, and we'll get caught up with that in the next hour as, again, preview the bucket and get inside women's basketball as well.
All righty. Sounds good.
There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
The Minister of Culture is on hiatus. He'll be back at some point. On the telephone with us, checking in all the way from the lovely island of Maui at a god-awful hour, is our good friend and Hall of Fame radio broadcaster, Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Glass, Margaret,
good morning
again from the island.
Get that island.
Still dark here.
Island
as it is probably back home.
Oh, no.
We've had sunshine for a while.
Oh, is it?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We fell
remember,
back.
Remember, it's almost.
Well, it's
going
to take me a good week to finally get my hours back. I mean,
don't worry about
that.
I've been on three different clocks here. My wristwatch is on Bloomington time. That's never changed. My little alarm clock that I take with me, that's on, that's on Bloomington time now, but after I get off the air, it goes back to Maui time.
That's right.
So I could take my little cat nap.
And you're going to have one of those watches set for bucket time coming up on Saturday. We'll get to that in a minute. That's
exciting.
Yeah,
I tell you, the bucket Saturday and all that goes with it, boy, and a win in this 91st Old Oaken bucket battle, as many as 6 postseason bowl ops, but I'm not going to go beyond that because there's football to play with these guys, and apparently rain in the forecast at Ross 8 Stadium on Saturday. The Hoosiers haven't won 3 buckets in a row since the day I was born, and that's still been a long time ago. 1947, PU will go with Austin Appleby, replacing David Blough at quarterback. Of course, now the Hoosiers have lost 2 key people, one on both lines of scrimmage, Jordan Howard offensively, Chase Dutra defensively. Dutra was missing last week in Maryland, if you'll remember, and Howard didn't even get through the first series. As was the case last week at Maryland, it's Purdue's Seniors Day. I mean, they're not going anywhere at 2-9, but boy, there have been all kinds of scenarios, good and bad, come from the underdogs or the team not given a chance, and we all know better. Keep this in mind, Purdue has won 7 of the last 8 meetings at Ross-Ade Stadium. The Hoosiers haven't been there in 3 years. But that being said, I'll take our quarterback. He's as hot as anyone right now, Nate Sudfeld, the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. He matched career marks with 4 passing touchdowns and 5 total touchdowns in that win against Maryland. Devine Redding steps in, replacing Howard. He had a career-high 130 yards. He's a durable young man. That was his first 100-yard career game, and no one better around right now than Griffin Oaks as far as accuracy. He's hit his last 8 field goals, 18 of 20 for the year. Who knows, we may have another Austin Starr scenario in the waning seconds of this one on Saturday. Expect the unexpected. We know that there's going to be rain. We know that Indiana completed the first half of the exacta, and that's win the first game. You can't sweep until you win the first. Indiana played and won 4 quarters. Now 4 quarters ahead on Saturday against the PUs. You know, just kind of glancing here at UNLV briefly, today's final Maui Invitational opponent, a freshman and a sophomore come to mind, forward Derek Jones Jr., he's 6'7", he's a shooter, and their guard Patrick McCaw, who is a sophomore. They hit Chaminade with 51 points on 23 of 34 shooting last night, as they'll lead the running Rebs of David Rice into today's fifth place meeting with the Hoosiers. Both teams are 4-1. Jones had a 26-10 double-double, and UNLV put up 60 points on Chaminade in the second half last night and scored 31 points off of its press, and they press well. And that becomes, believe me, a concern after Indiana gave up 25 points on turnovers to St. John's in winning yesterday. Only the second meeting played the Shark, Jerry Tarkanian, and the Running Rebs, if you'll remember, in the NCAA semifinals in 1987, a tournament that Indiana eventually won. Terry Morin's crew, they're 3-1. They're off to Vanderbilt in this weekend's Thanksgiving Classic down there. They'll play Ohio U on Friday, and they win last night. Continue to shoot the ball well, 57%. Tyra Buss with 29, that's a new career high. She had 14 of 18 from the field, and the Hoosiers, the women, overcame 21 turnovers by hitting 27 free throws last night. So we wish them well on the weekend down in Nashville, Tennessee, as we do Coach Todd Yeagley. And the Soccer Hoosiers playing on Sunday, 1 o'clock, to move on. And a tough one in the number one seed Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Let's hope that the soccer result better than the basketball result. Again, match time for the Hoosier Booters at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Don't forget, Terry joins Glass in the Zone. I think it's midweek. If it is, call them up. Give them some questions. They'll be on the air tonight at 6.
And that will be halftime of the UNLV-Indiana game. So we'll wrap up the first half of what we saw and help you out with the second half. Just the weird timing of a 5 o'clock start. That's what you get, just like the boys did on Monday night. We'll have a full bucket preview as well and get you ready for everything. Triple header of NFL action. Joe on the airwaves tomorrow night. Congratulations to Edgewood girls. They were winners last night on the high school hardwood. The Edgewood boys fell to South. Tucker Blackwell had 26 to lead 3 South Panthers in double figures. Yeah. South has a big game with number 2 New Albany coming up on Saturday, and then Edgewood is back in action on the 4th as they welcome Cloverdale to town. Pacers win. Paul George scores 40, shooting 14 of 19 from the field. The Pacers as a team made 19 of 26 three-pointers. George hit 7 of 8. CJ Miles 8 of 9. What other sports do we have to possibly talk about, Joe, here on a holiday weekend? The Hoosiers, they're our main focus tonight.
Yeah.
As UNLV, 2-1 sounds a whole lot better than 1-2, pal.
Oh, no question. I mean, yeah, there's a whole different kind of, as we know, with the social media. Yes, I would prefer being 2-1 than 1-2, believe me.
It's a results-driven world we live in. And,
yes, it is. A
Kansas
different world.
And Vanderbilt will meet for the title. That's at 10 o'clock tonight, UCLA.
Yep.
And And Wake Forest will meet in the consolation third-place game, and the Hoosiers, again, in the fifth-place game at 5 p.m. Easy to remember all those fives. Joe, have safe travels back. We'll talk. Good luck to the Hoosiers in the bucket game, obviously. We'll have an extremely busy Monday morning as well.
I hope your travels are very uneventful.
going with the Jets.
You know, they can only, shall we say, improve over coming out here.
That's what I'm thinking.
Coming back is always the worst part of any long trip. So,
and Joe,
but if we can get the win and then get a little rest before the bucket,
makes it easier.
Yep.
We might see you tomorrow sometime, Glass. Still don't know when we're leaving here today.
So door's open, brother. You know how that works.
And I would just like, if you spot one of those dashboard hula girls, Joe, at the airport gift shop, I would appreciate one for Christmas, and I'll get you back a donut.
To put in the grill of your Jeep?
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. A little dancing every now and again didn't hurt anybody.
No, it does not. Joe, great job as always. We appreciate your time. Have a safe trip back, and happy Turkey Day.
All righty, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to
happy
y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
See you next week.